Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
I was thinking about Jesus. Who believes Jesus is a good person to think about? Because when I look at these kind of things, I just think, how did this fit in with the life of Jesus? Found a scripture, and it's brilliant. Psalms is great, but Isaiah 59 and verse 17, and it reads like this. Look at the screen. It says this about Jesus. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. Let's read that in a different version. Prophesied of the Messiah of Christ, who would himself wear the helmet of the hope of salvation. So I just think if Jesus wore a helmet of hope of salvation, how much more should we? How much more should we? We live in a crazy world where just a lot of things kind of attack us, and they're sinister in their concepts, and you just kind of think, man, if Jesus had to wear the helmet of the hope of salvation, how much more do we in 2017 need to wear that helmet to protect our mind and to protect the great deposit that God's placed within our life? Because most of your battle is in the mind, is in your thoughts. It's in the thoughts that come into your mind, and thoughts come into our mind constantly, all the time. You're sitting there right at the moment, thoughts are coming into your mind. Some people are thinking, man, I'm getting hungry, I need a piece of steak. Other people are thinking, man, a coffee would do really well. How long before John finishes? And those kind of things. And things are going through our mind all the time. But we are to bring our thoughts into captivity so that we begin to focus on what is present and don't let our minds wander. And he gives us something to help us. What sustained Jesus? You know, you look at Jesus. He was misunderstood. He was rejected. He suffered. He had humiliations of mocking, trials and crucifixion, physically exhausted and tortured, humiliated. So what sustained him? He put on the helmet of hope of salvation. What does that mean? He did not allow the present situation to overcome his vision for the future. It says, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of God. I just believe that whatever you're going through, always make sure you have a looking forward to. Have a hope within your soul that is steadfast. He kept his mind focused. If he didn't keep his mind focused on these things, he would have given up rather than enjoyed. He would have called 10,000, 12,000, 12 legions of angels, set him free, and the whole world would have been destroyed. But he put on the helmet of the hope of salvation, protected his life and his destiny. I just wonder. When life's good, life is good. But when things sometimes get tough, we can give up hope of a better day. We can give up hope that God will come through. But you look at Jesus, and he is the kind of the example for us, but he looked to the other side. He didn't dwell on the temptations. He didn't dwell on his mistreatment. He did not dwell on his pain. He made sure that his mind was settled on God and the life and the hope that he would bring. Because the good news is that hope brings joy. If you lose your hope, you'll lose your joy. Hope will comfort you. Hope will encourage you. Hope will empower you. Hope will make you triumphant. If you wear it as a helmet, just as Jesus did, it'll do the same for you. But if we focus on life's battles, temptations here and now and all that kind of stuff, life's temptations, life's trials, life's too hard. Oh, man, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to get through that. Focus on your failings. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Look at me. I can tell you exactly what you do. You will give up. Do you know that you can give up and still be here? You can give up in your marriage and still be there. You can give up in your work and still be there. You can give up on God and still pretend to be there. But that's not the way that God wants you to do. He wants you to have a hope that's steadfast. He wants you to have a hope that's lively. He wants you to have a hope that will see you through in strength. As I bring this to a close, Romans 15 and verse 13, this is my prayer for you. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hey, look at me, church. You should be the most optimistic people on the planet. Look at that scripture again. May the God of hope, come on, fill you with all joy and peace. What does hope do? It fills you with joy. It fills you with peace that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our hope is something that God wants us to abound in. Just want to encourage a simple message tonight. Put on the helmet of salvation. Listen, you won't go bike riding without your helmet. Why? Because you don't want to suffer brain damage. Soldiers go to war. Wear a helmet that keeps them from getting shrapnel. Bombs go off around them. I think we should not approach life without realizing that we have the helmet of salvation, which gives us hope for the future. Of no matter what we're going through, we have a hope for the future, whether it's good, whether it's challenging. Man, we have a hope for the future. It's interesting, we don't even play cricket without a helmet. Why? We don't want to get bombed on the head. You watch coming up, rugby league or something like that, they'll have helmets very soon. Playing table tennis, they'll have helmets soon. Going down the street, you'll have helmets soon. I took a plane ride once and there was four people that got on the plane. They all had helmets. So that's not going to help you, but it's a good idea, I suppose. Hope is your protection. It's the anchor within your soul. Church, hear this tonight. You've been born again to a living hope. Not no hope. You're not a no-hoper. You are a person full of hope. Look at young people here tonight. Look at people who got baptized tonight. Man, there's such a great future as you unfold this great salvation that not only deals with your sin, but deals with your health, it deals with your finance, it deals with every part of your life. It's entering into the joy and the blessing that God has for you. Salvation, hope of salvation. And someone needs to hear this tonight. That while there is life, there's hope. Oh, my life's a mess. You don't know, but I do know something. Humble yourself before God and get born again of a living hope. The Bible says you've been born again of a living hope. Are you hearing me tonight? It's a living hope. It's not a dead hope. It's not a lost hope. It's a living hope that will keep your soul strong in Jesus' name. As I was just coming down the stairs tonight, I thought of a scripture in 1 Corinthians 13, and it reads like this. Listen to this. Now abides faith and love. Now abides faith, hope, and love. Why didn't it mix them all up? I believe that God does things by purpose. Now abides faith, if you take hope out of faith, it's going to be very frustrating. Now abides faith, and it speaks with hope. If you take hope out of love, in different seasons of your life, that can be so frustrating and soul-destroying. But hope is put right in the middle of faith and love for a reason, because it's a protection of your love. It's a protection of your faith. We need these going together. Faith, hope, and love. And I want to encourage us tonight. Come on, no matter what's happening in your life, let's move forward in hope of a better day in Jesus' name. I'm hopeful that my life will be continually blessed in Jesus' name. I am hopeful that my wife lives to be 120. I am hopeful that my kids will rise up and be champions for the glory of God. I hope that my grandchildren rise strong in the kingdom of God. I hope that this church continues to move forward against the powers of darkness and see salvation sweep across the southwest of Sydney. It's not an unsure hope, it's a sure hope. And I have a hope that I'm going to live to the day I die. I have a hope that my body will sustain me. What is your hope? And tonight, as we just all stand together, with 4 minutes to go, put that helmet back on screen, can you please? I don't you physically want you to wear that one. It would look a bit funny on you. But I want you to see it's symbolized of the hope. It's symbolized of the salvation. Look at it, it's steel, it's strong, it's protective. You're not out there by yourself. We're in a spiritual warfare. You are not vulnerable to the devil. Why don't you tonight deliberately, intentionally say, I'm going to put on the helmet of hope. Whatever you're facing at the moment, let's believe and be hopeful for a good outcome. Let's be always filled with hope, because we serve the God of all hope. Not of pessimism, but of all hope. All hope. Man, I could prophesy over each one of you tonight and declare the hope of God upon your life, upon your relationships now, upon your future relationships. I declare the blessing of God, that your mind will stay strong in the hope that He has for you, anchored strong in the plan and the purpose that God has. In Jesus' name. And hope, listen, it never, never, never leaves you ashamed. You got living hope. Sir, you got living hope. Living hope. All around you, I just feel it tonight. God wants to, apart from you over here, God wants to birth living hope within your life. The promises He's laid upon your life. Some of you, you've let the enemy get in there and steal that kind of that faith and that joy and anticipation. I'm believing for rebirth of hope tonight, that something will click within your mind, that there is a better day. There is a better day. There is a better day. There is a better life. And I am anticipating as I reach towards it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.